Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What unique way were you punished as a child? Or what's the innovative way you discipline your kids? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. Raven, a mom was with her two children at Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
And she watched another mom's 10-year-old son start mouthing off to his mother.
Okay.
And she's, you know, a mom herself. She's kind of just watching how the mom's going to handle it.
Sure.
The mom stayed very calm. And then she demanded that he drop down and give her push-ups. So the kid gets down. Clearly, he's done this before. And he starts doing the push-ups. And again, he opens up his big mouth, right?
While he's doing the
While
push-ups.
While he's doing the push-ups.
Right, right.
And the mom says,
that's going to be 10 more.
10 more.
Yeah.
10 more.
10 more.
And she was so moved by this creative way to discipline that she took a picture and she posted it on Facebook, which immediately went viral, which sparked a whole debate about whether or not it's right to make
physical,
kids.
Right, blah, blah, blah. Activity, that type of stuff.
Right.
Everybody has an opinion on something like that. But you know, if you're a parent, like, it's extremely difficult to be in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
And what works in your home may not work in other homes. I mean, there's worse ways to do it, right?
I would admit, like, plank. You got to hold that plank. Do you watch your mouth? Hold that. That kid is going to be like an NFL football player by the time she's done with him.
I think you're fine with the physical task for them to do, as long as obviously once they can't, you can't make them continue once they can't go on.
Well,
you
right.
know?
Of course.
I mean, and with physical activity, if you're running your physical activity, typically you're going to run your mouth a little bit less, right? Because you got to breathe in that. Might not have worked with this kid, but I guess it would work most of the time. I
was about to say, like, I pay trainers to tell me to do push-ups, you know? Like,
you know, back in the day, like in the 70s or 80s or whatever, I guess people just didn't care because my parents always used to tell me, go run around the block.
I always am looking for creative ways to discipline because as a mom, it's really hard. And the way I was brought up in an old school Italian house is not the same way.
Go get the switch.
I would never, never
grab the belt.
Do that to my children. So I'm always trying to think of, like, besides taking away the electronics, because let's be honest, like, I feel like that's my go-to. You want your iPad? You're not getting your iPad. You want your iPhone?
Right,
I'm going to take away the iPhone. Besides getting spanked.
Getting the belt.
Right. Getting the belt was that I used to have to clean all the rooms. So I would have to clean my brother's room. I'd have to clean my sister's room. I'd have to clean, like, I just always was constantly cleaning things.
That would suck. That would stick in my brain.
Right. Yeah.
I would get sent to my room, which wasn't the end of the world. I mean, no TV, no games, all that stuff sent to my room. But I loved to read, so it wasn't the end of the world. I'll tell you what the torture was, is that my bedroom, it's large windows. I had windows all along the front wall, and it faced the neighborhood. And in my neighborhood, there was 20 to 30 kids outside playing at all times. It was just a huge complex, condo complex. And so you would watch your friends, and then your friends would, of course, know what you had done. So they would almost be outside taunting you. So they'd be playing in front of your house. They'd normally be all over the neighborhood, but today they're going to play in front of my house for 45 minutes, 3 hours, whatever it may be.
And you'd have to watch.
And you'd have to watch.
Yeah.
It's like having a window in a prison cell. It's terrible.
1-800-330-9999. What was the unique way that you were punished as a child? Or what's the innovative way that you discipline your own kids?
Yeah, my mom used to make me stand in the corner and hold up those big tomato cans with my arms out. It was a killer.
Right.
I was crying and everything.
That is literally torture.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that they've done that in CIA locations.
Hands up! And I was crying, and she didn't care. I definitely learned by mistake.
You probably got forearms and biceps like Popeye.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the unique way that you were disciplined, or you disciplined your children?
My mom would make me write a haiku.
Oh. Have you gotten really good at writing them?
I guess.
Can you give us one right
Nobody
now?
Nobody really understands a haiku when you read it anyways.
Oh.
Right?
I feel like you should nurture that. That's a talent. You should thank your mom for that. Have you thanked her recently?
Maybe. No.
You should write a haiku thanking your mom for making you innovative and smarter.
Mother's Day.
That's what you should do. on our Facebook page. Patty wrote, "My mom hated to yell at my kids. When they were at grandma's and grandpa's house and misbehaving, she made them sit on the couch and listen to opera. They hated it." Imagine sitting on the couch and listening to this.
That's rough.
Yeah.
And it drives the point home that you are really, 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 really in trouble. Because right. It's all like epic. Everything is, you know, it sounds so huge.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. A mom was with her two children at Hobby Lobby, and she watched this other mother discipline her young children by making them do push-ups. Now, here's the thing, is that there's been a lot of debate on social media whether it was wrong to have her child drop to the ground and give her push-ups. But it got us thinking, like, what unique ways were you punished as a child, or what innovative ways did you discipline your kids? Roseanne wrote on our Facebook page, "My dad would make us kneel in a corner and say Our Father and Hail Mary prayers on repeat." Can you imagine?
Over and over and over again.
Oh, I call that like every day in my house. Like, say your prayers yet? Say your prayers yet?
Well, you're going to say them now.
Yeah. Yoli wrote on our Facebook page, "My punishment was to write from the dictionary." Oh, did you ever have to do that? Stuff over and over?
Yeah, I did have to do that. And the worst was writing on the chalkboard at work at school was tough.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that, too. Remember, they used to make you do that. You would write, like, you cover the entire chalkboard with stuff.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What unique way were you punished as a child? It's Anna and Raven.
See, it's funny. I got the normal, typical get my stuff taken away, but a bunch of my friends, they said their grandparents and their parents used to make them kneel on rice.
Kneel on what?
On what?
On rice. Like, take their bare knees and kneel down on rice.
Oh, that's like hazing, smudging stuff.
Torture. Right. Like, I mean, that's actual torture.
Like, wait a minute. Do we have any rice here? We should try that right here
I'm
in the
not
studio.
Doing that.
Oh, I'm curious how much that would hurt after a while.
Oh, yeah. Let's start with the rice and then I'll waterboard you. Right. Just all in the name of fun this morning.
Anna and Raven, what was the unique way that you were disciplined as a child?
Okay, so I have three of them. My mother would make me kneel in a corner on a box grater.
On a box grater? We thought rice was bad.
On a Wait a minute.
And the rice was the other one. And then when I was really in a lot of trouble, I used to get hot sauce in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me your mother's name and address right now.
And it was the Spanish hot sauce. It had like little small
Tapatio. Tapatio, little ghost pepper in there. Right.
Whatever the hell those things were. They were by Goya. I never forget the bottle, right? When I walk in the supermarket and I see those things, my body stiffens up. I cringe and I walk fast, go right by those things.
Well, you better behave yourself when you're at the grocery store.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the unique way you were disciplined as a kid?
Well, I disciplined my kid.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do the push-ups also. They would do 10 push-ups. My daughter was 4 years old, got up to 20 push-ups because she was fresh.
At 4 years old? That is some incredible
four
stamina.
4 years old.
Yeah.
Are they an athlete now?
Yes. She is.
Yeah.
She's still got a terrible mouth, but she can run the 40 and 4.2.